the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello. The last Tuesday podcast of 2024.
Oh, thank God for that. Hey, how do you feel after our pie sandwich that we're going to eat on this show in about 10 minutes' time?
I'm not going to lie, not great.
No, neither.
Not great, but I didn't want to talk ill of it because I ripped on you for the type of pie you got, the way you cooked it, and the type of cheese you got. So
you
I
did.
Thought, Ellie, start being nice.
I can take it.
And just be grateful for
you
the
weren't being
free food.
Nice. You were literally just not saying bad stuff. I like when the banks, I hate actually when the banks are like, good news, not making it worse.
Oh,
and I
yeah,
go, that's
yeah.
not good news. That's just not bad news.
So I wasn't being a total bitch. I was just
not being
nice.
Yeah. Hey, we're about to try some weird food. 3 hours later, we're still not feeling great, but enjoy the episode.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
There is a guy going viral. He's got to be the Aussiest guy I've ever seen.
Oh.
He's wearing the button up. He's living somewhere super rural in the outback somewhere. Oh, he's got a fabulous mullet on him as well.
He does have a good mullet, as they call it.
And a little bit of a mo. He says that he made this sanger in front of his friends the other day and he used a particular item in building it. Have a listen.
I made this sanger the other day and my friends took the absolute out of me for it. But basically, all you're going to do is cut your bread roll, chuck a bit of butter or table spread or marge or whatever the bloody hell you want on it, slap it on there like that. There you get your cheese. So I use mozzarella, put a slap a good dosage on the bottom and a good dosage on the top. And now here's the best part. You get your freshly heated meat pie.
Oh, no.
Bam. Slap that on there like that.
So it's bread, cheese, meat pie.
Oh, God.
Cheese, bread.
The carbs in this meal are through the roof.
So good. So you've got a plate over there next to you. Two halves of the bread. You've got the cheese over there. I need you to throw me some of the cheese as well because we're going to build this contraption. We're going to have the pie sanger live.
Okay. Lactose-free cheese.
Yeah, sorry.
I've never tried lactose-free cheese before.
It tastes exactly the same.
Does it?
Yeah, you can't take it tasting lactose.
And then the old 4 and 20.
Yep. Pie in the middle.
Taz, this is
cheese
quite...
either side.
Oh, either side. Okay, I'll put some from the bottom.
Well, we've got to listen to the Aussie larrikin. He knows what he's doing.
I
show the cameras to this.
I've ever eaten anything as unhealthy as this before.
Oh, have a look at that bad boy. It's meat pie in the middle. It's pretty much going to be like a cheeseburger sandwich, cheeseburger meat pie.
It's just, it's pure fat and carb.
Yeah.
This meal.
Get into it.
All right. You go first. I'm scared that the meat's going to just drizzle out the top. I mean, isn't a meat pie just a roll with meat inside it anyway?
That's the geniusness of it. The meat doesn't go anywhere because it's like a pie. You can't mess up eating a... Oh.
I got meat in my hair.
How have you ruined it?
I got meat in my hair.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was concerned about with the meat coming out the side.
He didn't get any in his mullet, so you shouldn't be getting any in your hair.
Literally. I have got... saucy beef in my blonde hair right now. Is this what was supposed to happen?
Try and find content like this on the other stations, Sunny Coast. You won't have anybody complaining about having saucy meat in their hair. This is the only station that would ever, ever happen on. What do you think? Meat pie sanger. I told my barbers about it this morning.
Yeah.
There's five or six of them in there. They all went, great, we're going to try it. We're going to have everybody around. We'll do a big thing in it. How good?
No, just stick with the pie.
No,
you
this
know?
Is great. Anyway, if you're an Aussie, you love your meat pie, you love your sangers, combine the two. Happy Friday.
Tell you what, the 4 and 20 pie, delish. Oh, God, he's gone for another mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
CFM.
After 4 o'clock, we do have Bandle as well if you love playing our favourite game. It's our favourite because we get to play along with you, Sunny Coast. If you love your music and you love trying to pick the mystery song each day, we'll be playing that in the next 15.
I was practicing this morning playing
Bandle.
Oh,
no, you can't practice Bandle.
Well, no. I was riding my scooter listening to music and the song Edamame came on.
Yes.
And I was like, could I recognise this song from just its beats, like its drum beat? Because it's got quite a
distinctive
sound. And I reckon I could. So if that song ever comes up, I got it on layer one.
It's a bit obscure and I don't think many listeners will be going, oh, yeah, Edamame, do you want to play it so that we get a frame of reference?
It's a great song. Also, I was also going to say, to, you know, the music department here at CFM.
Whoever they are.
Whoever they are, that we should start playing it again because it's a great song. Oh, I can't get the best part of it. I can only get the start. This part. I was like, I'd get that on Vandal. Banger of a song, isn't it?
It's annoying. It's a good song, but it's annoying.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that will probably not be today's Bandle. What else
is on your e-scooter tunes? You have a two-minute scoot to work. I can't believe you need music.
I only get one song in. And this morning, it was this. Just picture me scooting along, rain in my face.
Poncho?
Sweat on me.
Poncho on?
No, I told you I've lost my poncho.
Oh, what a drama.
If anyone has a spare poncho.
No, they're $2 from roll your sleeves up. Buy your own poncho.
Yeah, but some people might have promotional ponchos or something with their business on. I can be a scooting billboard for you.
Do we next year?
Yes.
Get 50 Ellie and Taz ponchos made up.
I have.
One a week. It's our caller of the week.
Yes,
price.
I have absolutely. Remember, I came on air like a year ago and yeah. I started the hashtag make ponchos great again movement that never took off.
Not cool ponchos. Sure. You're wearing the like condom ponchos.
Yeah, yeah. The plastic bag drifting through the wind. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure at the time I was like, we should do show ponchos. And you slammed me down so quickly saying no one wears ponchos anymore.
Then I wrote it down and I brought it back up December 17 as my idea.
It's your idea.
And I'll take credit for that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you know what? We could have played the whole of Edamame in this time.
We're not going to give them any royalties though, so we're going to stop playing that.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll play Bandle next.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Our number, 545-11919, and you're going to need it for this game.
It's called Bandle. If you haven't heard it, it's a game where a song gets broken down into its parts and you have to try and identify the title and artist of that song from each layer.
Yeah, we're going to add it on layer by layer until it's easier to get. They do say that today's is very tough and it's from the mid-80s.
Taz gets mad when it's tough from the 80s or 70s.
Well, it's because I want to get it.
I want to get it.
I want a chance of getting it.
Well, we play along with you. We don't know the answer. So that's probably why we love it so much. We get to play games as part of our job.
Yeah, we've built a game that also we can play. So 545-11919 when you think you know what this song is from 1985.
Sounds very 80s with the synth.
Yeah. I recognize it.
Yeah, same.
I recognize this song. I know of this answer. Let's add another layer on.
Oh, okay. Here's me using the Google to try and guess what song it is.
Gee, that is tough. 1985. If you think you know what it is, Sunny Coast, help us out. Those 80s lovers out there, we need ya. Jill from Maroochydore, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Jill. Jill sounds excited, which often means...
She always does. Every time she calls Sue, she's got the most energy on the entire Sunny Coast. We love you, Jill.
It's because I'm finished work for the day. I've always got my energy on my way home.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. What do you think it is?
It seems really familiar, and I'm not sure if this is right or not, but it seems very Boys Light Up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's that synthesizer that's throwing me.
Yeah, I feel like the synth is very 80s just in general.
There's a lot of songs. It is, but then I think the Boys Light Up has that in it, but it doesn't Oh, yeah, no.
Is that what it's called, Jill? Is it, it's called that, hey?
Yeah, Australian crawl.
Yeah,
that,
I think it is.
It's not coming up as an option, unfortunately, Jill. Oh, sorry.
Gave
it a red hot go.
You did, and you are still chirpy, even though you got it wrong, and that's what we love.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks,
you
Jill.
You too, sister. All right, should we go another layer? Oh, this is the flute layer. That's
okay, let's go to let's add some flute.
It's on an ad.
What ad? What?
I don't
explain
know.
The ad to
I feel
me.
Like there's a guy dancing in it and he's doing hip thrusts. Not hip thrusts, but like hip pops.
545-11919 Sunny Coast. Help us out if you know your 80s better than us.
The problem is when we don't know the answer is this game could go forever and ever.
It totally could. Let's go to the phone, though. Let's go to one of these lines. Who's this?
Hi, what number is this, sorry?
This is the number for CFM. You've called through. You're live on the radio playing the game Bandel. We're getting you to identify the song. Do you know the song?
Cherry, Cherry Lady. That's the song. Oh.
Cherry, Cherry, Cherry Lady.
Cherry, Cherry Lady.
Oh, Tassie, you sounded.
It is modern talking Cherry, Cherry Lady.
Oh, damn.
Well
good
done.
Job, my friend. We got there in the end. Well, you and I did not, Tassie.
No, we didn't.
Great job, my friend. Bandel, we'll be back tomorrow.
Great guess, mate.
Hopefully an easier song.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. I need your help and I need a bit of a word of warning. 545-11919. Give us a call if you've ever hosted a dinner, a lunch, and it's gone wrong. I want to hear your hosting nightmares.
Love it. 545-11919, a family pass to Wildlife HQ up for grabs. Native exotic next to the big pineapple.
I am stressing bullets at the moment, Tassie, because I am for the first time ever this weekend hosting a Christmas lunch at my house.
I've never hosted Christmas before.
It's not Christmas Day. It's this Saturday.
Yes.
I'm having a bunch of my friends round.
Yes.
And I have to host.
Okay. I have so many questions.
Firstly, it's the most adult thing ever.
Did you put your hand up to host?
Yes. Well, it was like, all right, let's decide. Like December 21st, we'll do our Christmas thing.
Yep.
And I was like, I haven't had a few of my friends round to my new house yet. So I
said, including your co-host, Taz. But thanks for the invite.
This is the thing. I'm not a good host. So I've said, all right, yep, everyone come to mine. And now I'm stressing out.
Okay, question.
Because I don't know what to cook.
Oh.
I've got no idea.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
How many people?
11.
Including me. You have to cook in like 3 days' time for 11 people and you don't know what's on the menu? You don't know yet?
No. Well, I'm just in charge of meat.
Okay.
And everyone's bringing like a salad and everyone's bringing a plate. But I
have
to do
you worked
all
out
the
what
meat.
They're bringing, or are they all going to be able to bring the same thing?
Well, one person's bringing a salad, one person's bringing a cheese platter.
Okay, so they're all going to tick off different boxes
for
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I know that my job is meat.
Our Christmas bonus this year was a Christmas ham.
Yes. But I don't really like Christmas ham.
Doesn't matter about you, and it matters about the 10 other people.
Well, I was thinking of like looking up some like maybe thoughts. Can I do a Christmas turkey? Because you know me, I love turkey. Can I do a turkey and no ham?
Would you let the Sunny Coast decide what's on the menu for Saturday?
Sure. I'm looking for ideas.
Tomorrow we need a phone topic. We haven't locked in what we're going to do tomorrow.
It's so stressful.
Okay. At the moment we're talking hosting disasters. Let's hear your stories. 545-11919 and give us a call. When did hosting go wrong for you? We'll go to the phones now. Go to Landsborough. G'day, Wendy.
G'day, how are you today?
Hi, Wendy. We're well. Was it you who was hosting and something went a bit wrong?
It was. It was me and my husband and we were having a few mates over and we had all the meat out on the bench and you get it out of the fridge to let it rest before you cook it on the barbecue. Mm-hmm. And we went out and we lit the barbecue and then we came back in and there was one steak left on the bench.
We have two puppy dogs, and both of them had this guilty look, and they bolted because they're inside dogs, and they had got up on the bench and eaten the steak and sausages and chops, and there was one steak left. So needless to say, we had pizza for tea.
Oh, I love it, Wendy. What are the rascals' names?
Sergeant Shelby.
Oh, gosh. Sound like trouble.
And did you punish, like, can you punish them, or is it just like you got to let it go? Dogs be dogs, you know?
They didn't get fed that night because they'd already been fed.
They didn't care.
there was more alcohol drunk, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, fair enough. Nothing a couple of drinks. Yeah, the dogs can't get to the beers.
Write that down, though. You've got little Simba.
Yeah, true.
Can't let him get to things.
Oh, he stole a piece of kale off my plate this morning, so boring. I'm off him at the moment too.
Good. I'd hope he steals all of my kale off my plate.
Keep coming.
He's stolen my kale. No, you've just tipped it on the ground, Taz. Quick, Simba, quick. No, he doesn't even want it either. He's had one piece. Yes, nah.
Hey, he loved it. He tried to go for a second piece of kale. Or have you know?
Mum still cops it maybe 15 years later because she forgot something. So she served up everybody's Christmas lunch, but she forgot, I don't know, peas or something. And we're like, where are the peas? Every year we ask her, and she just cannot live it down. So it might have gone wrong 10, 15 plus years ago. You're still having to relive it every time Christmas rolls around.
Yeah, my family's is the French onion soup that Mum made once that just tasted like lukewarm water.
Perfect.
So gross.
Does she make it anymore?
No. She's not made it ever since. And that was like 20 years ago. All right, 545-11919 if you want to get involved with the story. Let's go to Marky and Karoi. Marky, have you had a hosting disaster?
Not me, but my mum has. She got all these people around for lunch one year, and she wasn't keeping an eye on the oven, was she? And burnt all the bloody ham.
Not the ham.
Yeah. So I'm with you, Ellie. The ham. I'm not a big fan of Christmas altogether, but I just make the most of it. But Christmas food is my worst food. I don't like any of it.
Oh, really? What about like a Christmas turkey? Can that? Would you eat that?
Oh, yeah, turkey's all right.
Oh, you're dressed as up.
The ham, as you say, the shaved ham, cheese toasties, but comes to Christmas ham, nah.
Yeah, I'm the same, Marky. I don't know what it is. It's just too rich, I think.
Yeah. That's very true. It's too much flavour and too thick, I reckon.
You prefer the bland Christmas turkey, would you, Ellie?
Yes, with a bit of gravy on, delish.
Yeah, a bit of barbecue sauce and laughing.
Barbecue sauce.
That's right, Marky.
Barbecue sauce goes on everything.
All right. Well, when I have my friends over on the weekend, I'll roast a turkey and have a can of Master Foods barbecue sauce next to it. How about that?
Bloody oath. Sounds good, legend.
Putting together a little black book because you are hosting this weekend. 11 people. You don't even know the menu yet.
Nah, haven't decided. I mowed the lawn, though.
Do you have enough plates, forks, knives? Oh. 11 people.
Bugger, we actually don't have enough plates. That's a really good point.
That's going to be tomorrow on the show. We're going to flesh out this party because God knows she needs our help. But let's go to the phones. We want to hear hosting disasters. 545-11919. Nikki from Bly Bly, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Have you had a hosting disaster, Nick?
I really have. I wasn't at fault, but it was my ex-sister-in-law. So she came over and cooked us cottage pie, and this was about 15 years ago, and to this day we haven't eaten cottage pie since because she used pet-friendly mints, thinking that it meant that even pets could eat it. But she was from the bush, so, you know, she was a bit different. And so she thought that it was just cheap mints, and it was pretty cheap. But we were actually eating dog mints. But I didn't eat it, but I made my son eat it and tell him not to be rude. So we covered it in tomato sauce and I made him eat it.
Oh, no.
At what point did you find out that it was pet friendly before you ate it?
Yeah, so I went hunting in the bin and I knew as soon as I walked in the house coming home from work that it just smelt wrong. And I went to the bin. I'm like, dude, it says pet friendly mints. And she's like, yeah, it's just cheap mints, isn't it? I'm like, no, it's pet friendly dog mints. Never, ever, ever eaten cottage pie ever since.
No.
Not going to happen.
What does your son think to this day, Nikki?
I still pay for it. He still reminds me of it and he still gags every time we mention it.
That's fair. I mean, you made him eat dog food. Yeah. I get it.
I know. Oh, well. Wasn't me.
Him to, and he had to put tomato sauce on it. Good, Nikki.
Drowned it in sauce, yeah.
Oh,
thanks, Nikki.
One,
have
Nikki.
A great day. Great call. Love good. It.
This is CFM.
Very full C studio at the moment. Normally just you and me. Occasionally somebody from Digital comes in. However, Lockie from Digi and Big Boss Benny, welcome to the studio, guys.
Good morning, Taz.
Good morning.
Oh, good afternoon, Taz.
Yeah, come on, calm down. This is the afternoon show, okay? We're more
feels
fun.
Feels like the morning.
Benny's breathing heavily into the mic again. Dad's here, everybody.
We'll get into this.
All right, what are you doing?
You're a bad bloke, Chaney. You are such a bad bloke.
Well, I'm not a bloke, so boom, already you've been lawyered.
Can you fade her down herself?
No,
she's got the buttons.
Lockie and I went for lunch today, and we were sitting there enjoying a meal, and then we saw Ellie scoot past looking like a 15-year-old teenager with her get-up and her helmet, right?
Well, so she's got an e-scooter. She often wears a poncho when it's raining.
When it's raining,
she
looks didn't have that on. Today.
And Lockie saw it and got super excited. He goes, oh, my God, there's Ellie, like my favourite person in the whole world. Let's invite her to lunch.
Yeah.
And so he called her and then we watched her look at her phone, like her watch, her iPhone watch, whatever.
Like a secret agent.
Screen it and put it away.
Taz, she screamed me.
Screamed
she hadn't seen you guys yet.
No, I haven't seen her since Friday of last week at 2:55. Just before I left.
Oh, but, you work hard.
She also said she would not know us if it wasn't for this job.
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of bad bloke about Ellie, including you, Taz.
Okay, there is a reason I screened the call.
Well, what is it for?
What
is it,
Your Honour? I was about to hop into a lift.
She screamed it. She's walking
that's
towards
so
the lift.
Rude.
She
could
have had time
it was
to
like
answer.
She walked through the doors that open.
Yes.
You know, she walks in and I see her and I give her a quick call and I can tell it went straight through because it started dialing.
Yeah.
And then I just see her look up. And this is right as she got through the doors.
Yeah.
She had heaps of time to pick up the phone. Lift. Where she could have said, hey, Lockie, yeah, no worries. I'm going up the lift. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, but there was people
but instead,
in the lift.
She looked.
There
and
was
then,
no one in the lift. You're by yourself when you answer.
You know what's so good about
lifts? Just admit it. You're a bad bloke.
You can take the next one.
Oh, yeah. There's that option.
Yeah, but I was on my way into work where I assumed Lockie
did you
would
see
be.
It and she rolled her eyes
hey,
as
Lockie
well.
Taz, where is she ever in a rush to get to work too? Like she couldn't take the call.
You know what? I didn't screen you with any malevolent
Buddy,
reasons.
Saw it.
We saw
however,
it.
In
no,
the
no,
face
no.
of adversity, you can sit there and just lie.
No. I screened you, absolutely, but it wasn't with any ill intention. Mm. However, now, after this little roasting from you little threesome.
Hang on, no question. Would there have been anybody that you would have answered the phone to at that moment? If your mum had called, you wouldn't have screened your mum.
No, because I wasn't on my way into the office to see my mum.
So what you're saying is Lockie and Benny aren't good enough to have you pick up the phone to?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone from this office who I was on my way in to see,
But you didn't know that I was in. I wasn't in yesterday. You didn't know I was coming in today.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going to be in today.
I'm a casual, so you don't know when I come in. So you could have picked up the phone call. Anyway.
She makes it hard to really
I'm just going to not talk to her for the rest of the hour.
You know what?
She deserves it.
Yeah, I think
from
so
from now
too.
On, I'm not answering any of your calls, whether it's good or bad. All right, especially you, Big Boss
What about
Benny?
That time you answered the phone call from your mum when you were on public transport? You're like, Mum, I'm here. I did
okay.
it. I'm on public transport like the rest of it. Do you remember that? You answered
Get
that
out
call.
Of my studio.
Ellie and Taz. 91.9
CFM. I am about to bring you some stats.
Yeah, so hang on. During Billie Eilish, Ellie goes, I think I've got a new game, like a segment. I was like, oh yeah. She goes, it's called, and can we get some music, please? Hectic stats and not a lot to back it up with Ellie Chaney. Here we go. Some stats are going to be fired at you with almost no evidence to prove them right or wrong. So please take them with a handful, if not more, of salt.
Well, look, information has come across my desk and you're right. It's throwing out some big numbers without actually giving me reasons why.
What desk? People aren't dropping information on your desk.
Wait, I am the mouthpiece. To the people, okay? If people want information disseminated throughout society, I'm the girl to do it.
You're the gal. Welcome back to Hectic Stats and not a lot to back it up. Your host, Ellie Chaney. Take it away.
The title of this research that's been done is Hot Dogs Reduce a Human's Lifespan. researchers at the University of, of Michigan have found
right.
that snacking on a sausage and bun can yeah. erase 36 minutes off a healthy human's life.
Wow.
With a further 12
hang on,
minutes.
Hang on. Are you saying the Bunnings snag
mm-hmm.
could be in danger here?
Could be taking half an hour off our life every time we eat it.
Bunnings don't want that. They want us to live longer and therefore spend more money at Bunnings.
So true.
So they may not want to continue with their snacks.
Well, if you're getting your Bunnings snag, don't you dare get a can of Coke with it, because a further 12 minutes gets taken off if that sausage and bun is washed down with a fizzy beverage.
So you're saying a hot dog is three times worse than a Coke?
According to this. Again, I don't have the reasons why. I just have the big statements.
You're keeping Coca-Cola afloat at this point with the amount of Coke Zeros you go through.
Well, mine's sugar-free, so I'm sure that's fine. Cured meats were discovered to cost 24 minutes of life. I ate a lot of shaved turkey.
It's weird because you shave it first too. You get the Gillette out.
Nothing worse
than the best a turkey can get.
No one wants a hairy turkey. Egg and breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
Removes 13.6 minutes. So
0.6.
Not quite 14.
Wow.
That is cheeseburgers shaving off 9 minutes, bacon 6 minutes.
This is devastating stuff. What adds minutes? Do we have any good stats?
Taz, I thought you'd never ask. Thank you. Now to the positive things, the ways we can add minutes to our life.
Remember, pretty much nothing is backing any of this up, Sunny Coast.
If we ditch beef and processed meat and replace it with fruit and veg, we're adding on 48 minutes of life. Swap that cheeseburger for a stick of broccoli.
No.
And you're living nearly an hour longer.
Oh, you love the stem of the broccoli too, don't you, you weirdo?
Yeah. Oh, I like the balls of the broccoli too. This one's an interesting one. Peanut butter and jam sandwiches can add 32 minutes to a healthy lifestyle.
I lived off those in my teenage years, so I'm good.
I would have thought that. I wouldn't have thought jam was good for
you. PB&J.
Nuts and seed adds 24 minutes and fruits give an extra 10 minutes.
Great. So it's fruit, veg, balls of the broccoli and a PB&J sandwich.
And you're living longer.
You're great.
But
you're never dying.
If you have a Bunnings snagger and wash it down with a Coke, you'll be dead.
Gee, your body clock.
Yeah, if you want to live an extra hour, don't do it.
Is this going to make you stop with the Coke Zeros?
Well, I'm worried. It might have to make me stop with the shaved turkey.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And about 6 months ago, we had a dream. The Ellie and Taz show wanted to shoot for the stars with the world's longest cup and string phone.
Mm-hmm.
We realised that probably wasn't going to happen.
Well, I mean, we put in a good effort. We did it in increments, right? We started with one just across the office of like 5 metres to see if it would work, the concept. It did.
The two cups with the tight bit of string in between them, can you speak from one end to the other?
Yeah. Mm. Then we took it on the rooftop, did it about 15 metres, 20 metres.
Yep, that worked. We were stoked with that one, remember? We went up to the hot roof. We were cheering.
I know. We couldn't believe that it worked. So then we were like, all right, let's go one better. And we went to the boardwalks across from our work at the Contiki building in Sunshine Cove, went across a whole like kind of part of the boardwalk.
It was about 70, 80 metres, I think, was the distance for that one. And we just got the message across. We went, okay, let's go bigger. Let's go overseas.
Yeah.
So we went from the mainland out to Chambers Island.
Were we successful? Let's take a listen back.
Look, I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit nervous. I've been rock solid with confidence the whole way through about each of our tests, but this one is by far the longest, 120 metres. I'm worried, oh gosh, that we're not even going to be able to keep it off the water, let alone get the message across. So, fingers crossed!
There is no way this works.
Okay, this could be the first international message, well, not international, overseas message ever sent by a cup and string phone. Ellie, are you ready?
Ready!
Congratulations, Ellie. You are a world record holder.
Okay, I can hear rumblings. I can't quite make out. Hold on. Let's go again,
she's
Taz!
So fast. Ellie Chaney, you are a world record holder.
Ellie Chaney, you're now a world record holder.
Yes!
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 What Wasn't it a treat, Tassie?
How good. I didn't think we were going to do it. The rain started to come down on us and we realised that the more rain that hit the string, the harder the message was to hear. We're on short time.
Yeah, a damp string does not work well with a cup and string phone, we discovered.
That's right. That's the old wives' tale, isn't it?
It sure is. So that was one of our highlights of the year. We're going to be looking at a new one each day this week because it is our final week of shows for 2024.
We've got three more up our sleeves, bigger and better. Well, we've actually been saying in no particular order.
No.
But I think the next three are big.
Bigger than the cup and string phone?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Make sure you're listening tomorrow.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Okay, so over in China, companies, so this is to combat the lowering of their population. Population growth is slowing almost into a negative rate at the moment around the world.
Yeah, we spoke about this on yesterday's show, Japan.
Yes.
Implementing new measures to try and improve their birth rate.
Trying to give people a little bit more time at home and maybe encouraging them to kind of start more or bigger families. Well, in China, companies are paying employees to go on dates. How cool is this?
Tassie, yeah. If you lived in China, you would be a millionaire.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
So, companies, employees, sorry, earn $10 for every successful introduction made on the company's internal dating platform.
So internal?
Yeah, so if you're in a big enough company with a couple of hundred, if not thousands of employees, they have internal platforms where they're trying to matchmake you.
That goes against so many company policies that say no dating in
Australia,
the workplace.
In Australia, but over in China, encouraged. Additionally, if the relationship lasts 3 months, both partners and the matchmaker receive a reward of $140 each. So you'd just be thinking that three people would be getting together and going, okay, you're the matchmaker. Let's just pretend you and I are together. We each make $150. We do that four times a year. It's a free $500.
How can you do it multiple times a year?
Well, just all it has to do is last 3 months.
Oh, and then they break up.
So then we break up, then you two date. Why not? I mean, people have to abuse the system.
So hold on. Do you have to date someone within your organisation for
this to count? That's what it sounds like, yes.
Imagine if we did that at our workplace.
So this program aims to foster a sense of belonging, happiness among employees while also addressing concerns about China's declining marital and birth rates.
All right. So I have to match you up with someone in this building and I get $140 if it works out. Is that what I'm hearing here?
If we were in China.
Who do I match you up with? Big Boss Benny?
No.
He's the wrong gender for you.
Who's the richest?
Brooke from The Breakfast Show. She's single.
No, who's the richest?
The richest.
she got no money. Sorry, Brooke.
The chairman? Do you want me to hook you up with the chairman?
No, he's got a wife.
Yeah. Okay. So Brooke from The Big Breakfast.
This got a bit awkward. Why did you have to make it awkward?
Because
this was a cool story about China, $140 person. How cool is that? And you go, who can I set you up with?
Yeah, well, I want to make the money. And if you have to date someone within your organisation for it to apply, you know, it's slim pickings in this place.
It sure is. You're telling me, love.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.